Hey everyone, Alan Kenny with the Nareit Podcast. Joining me today is Shecky Schechner, Managing Director and Head of America's Real Estate with Barclays Capital. We're going to be talking a little bit about some of the latest trends in the capital markets. Shecky, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So I want to start off talking about the CMBS market, commercial mortgage-backed securities. Give us just kind of a short overview of current conditions in that part of the capital sector.
Well, it's very busy right now. We're hitting post-crash peaks in terms of issuance, and that there are a lot of transactions coming, and that we expect this year to be, again, a high water mark since the crash. But right now, in terms of the month of April, it has been quite busy. That being said, the spreads are actually coming in. That where normally you might say, gee, with all this heavy issuance of securities, there would be swamping the demand. It's been the other way around, in that people, that when there's a big wave of supply and everybody knows it's coming, CMBS investors have saved up for it. So there was a lot of money sitting on the sidelines that's now being put to work, and so spreads seem to be coming in.
And let's talk also about the other side of the coin, the equity markets. Are we kind of approaching what you see as a lull in equity issuance by REITs? I mean, they've had two consecutive really high years.
Well, that being said, the index, the RMZ, continues to increase and has been outperforming the S&P. So it has been a sector where the money continues to come in. A chunk of the money is coming from Japan because as everybody searches for yield globally, the Japanese investors have found the REIT market to be especially attractive given their alternatives. So there is a lot of money still to be invested in the market. And on top of that, REITs are viewed as a way to play an inflation hedge, as well as to have more yield than other parts in the equity markets. So like MLPs, REITs are a good place for people to find yield and also have an inflation hedge.
Shecky, since the financial crisis, have you been surprised by the level of IPO activity among REITs? Has it been about what you expected? Where does it stand with you?
Well, with respect to IPOs, there was a significant wave in 2009 and 2010, and then it dropped off. And it dropped off because the investors needed a much larger discount to where the comparables were trading than what had been asked for previously, meaning that for an owner of assets who's thinking about turning themselves into a REIT, having a discount to comparables of 5-10% is one thing. Having to swallow a discount of 15-25% is another. So we've gone through a period where the discounts have been significant, and still there's been some IPOs. But until that discount to comparables narrows, you won't see many IPOs.
So the potential for more private portfolios coming public in the near future, how would you assess that?
Well, this year, the discounts for IPOs seems to be narrowing, and that we're now and so we're getting closer to where you'll see a fair number. There are about two or three, maybe five, a handful that are in the pipeline, but I think that until that's about all you'll see, so it'll be kind of light until it comes in much more, again, until the discount narrows significantly.
All right. Well, Shecky, that covers everything I was hoping to talk about. Really appreciate your time and you joining us here on the Nareit Podcast.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for joining us, too. For the Nareit Podcast, I'm Alan Kenny.